Did I do that?
Did I do that?
Oh, I swear to God, I love you.
I love you.
All right. So welcome to the Sun and Moon's Midnight Snack.
And now, for something completely different.
All right, tonight we're going to do something a little different. We're going to ask each other questions so you can know us a little bit better.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Stony Balonies and Baked Alaskas out there. We decided it's been some heavy-ass podcasting, and why not do something a little less heavy?
And more fun.
A palate cleanser. As you would, as one would say. So in my hand right now, heating on up, is what, Moon?
Oh, it is the Mighty. It is a herbal vaporizer, and it's like the healthiest way if you're ever going to smoke stuff, any non-tobacco things like CBD is the healthiest way to do it because it just lights the flower. I mean, it doesn't burn it. It just heats it up to get the terps out of it. It's very nice. It's very, very, it's just a lot of fun.
It is hands down my favorite method of smoking, specifically the Mighty. I have gotten addicted to it. Yeah. It's amazing. And then what's even better is once you're actually finished with the pod, it's charged your weed, so you can go ahead and put it in coconut oil and make yourself some edibles with it.
Ooh, sounds very nice.
Sounds like something we've done maybe a time or two.
Maybe a time or two.
Maybe.
We made some that were so bad, I was getting my hair cut and I almost passed out. That was awesome.
I don't know if y'all get this feeling, but Moon and I do. When that high starts to hit you and it's like, yeah. One time we put a little magic shrooms in them. And,
oh, yeah. Ooh. They were pretty awesome.
They knocked your ass out. Definitely couldn't sneak one of those before work.
All right. So what we're going to do, we're going to ask each other some questions here. We got 64 questions for couples. Little app that she downloaded and she sent me the info for. And here we go. Who's going to start off? Let me get some music on too here first. There we go.
Ooh.
Nice little background music.
Oh, yes. Also, side note, if you have been thinking, wow, did they upgrade their sound? We did, bitches.
Yeah, we're having so much fun, and we've gotten a whole 25 downloads. So if you're one of those 25, thank you.
We love you.
When we get to 50, I'm going to give away a $25 Starbucks gift card. So go ahead and download, pass it on, share it with your friends, and let's see what we can do.
Hell yeah. We appreciate y'all.
All right, so Moon, you want to ask the first question? Oh, I'm sorry, Sun, you want to ask the first question?
I was like, well, why, yes, Moon. Why don't you ask it first in third person?
All right. If you had one day left to live, what would you do?
Ah, shit. Well, wouldn't be working, that's for fucking sure. If I knew that it was my last day, I would want to be surrounded by the people that I love the most. I'd probably drive out somewhere where I could see a beautiful sunset and do what I do every day, which is be as present as I can be, ride the emotional waves, and end it with the people I love the most, which would definitely include you.
Oh.
Where would you most like to go on vacation?
Tahiti.
Tahiti?
Tahiti.
I love how you got a fucking easy question and I got, hey, bitch, have you taken your antidepressants today? What's your last day on Earth?
I'd love to go to Tahiti and those little huts that they got out there on the water.
Oh, the ones on the water where you can see the fish underneath?
Yeah, up in the crystal blue water. Yeah, where you just sit out there and you camp and it's just, yeah. And the weather's just perfect all year round. Just
yeah. You know what's funny? Is like mine would be going to Bali. And Bali has those huts over the water. And that's what I would want to go do too.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
It's like we're soulmates or something.
All right. What would you do if you won 10 grand?
That's like really not a lot of money at all. So I put it in savings. There's obviously some bills I could pay with that. So I would do that, but then I would put the rest in savings. 10K is not a lot. I don't know if maybe these questions are made for someone a little bit more privileged, but 10K is really not a lot. Not a lot when you have bills to pay and adult lives to live. What do you like best about me, Moon?
That through everything, you persevere. Everything in life is thrown at you every time that's tried to put a dick in your ass.
Except for this mighty.
Yeah, you've just clenched up. You've clenched up and aww, you've just persevered. And it's just, you're a badass social worker. It's pretty cool.
I love you.
Oh, I love you. You're going to make everybody sick out there of us. All right. What one thing would you like to change about me?
I wish that you could see yourself how I see you. You're a beautiful human being, and I wish you could see that. I mean, I know that you're starting to, and I think that that's really fucking awesome, but he sees himself as broken, just like a lot of us do, but I see him as a mosaic.
Aww.
My favorite work of art. Who was the first person you kissed? My hand.
Good God. It was just a quick kiss, too. Her name was Kim. I don't even remember her last name.
That's okay.
I was 16 and she was an eighth grader. And they were trying to hook me up with her.
Oh, but eighth grade, she was like 14 then.
Yeah, 14 or 15, yeah.
Oh, that's really not that big of a deal.
Yeah, it sounds almost creepy now that I say it. But
not really.
It's like 2 years. Remember, her dad was a repo man.
Kim the repo man's daughter. He'll repo your truck if you break her heart. That was my country song.
That was your country song?
About your first kiss.
All right. How would you feel if I made more money than you?
Fucking happy. Like, what? That sounds great. I don't know. We still We would still split things evenly. And I know you, and you would want that money to go towards building our future and our family. And that's what my money would go towards. So I think it all goes towards the same goal. So I don't fucking give a shit who's making more of it.
Right, right.
Okay. Would you be willing to stay home with the kids while I work?
In a fucking heartbeat, I could be a house bitch.
Right? Wait.
Your house would fucking sparkle.
How did you go from being my sugar daddy to my house bitch? How the tables have turned.
I'm bipolar. My, how the turns have tabled.
How the turns have tabled.
In a fucking heartbeat.
Can you wear a maid outfit?
If you're going to pay me enough, you know, if I'll be a kept man, you know, I'll fuck it. I don't give a shit at this point.
You couldn't do that.
What?
Stay home and be chill.
Oh, I wouldn't be chill. The house would be fucking spotless.
Yeah, but that would be done in like a few hours and then you'd be...
Then I'd be Peyton.
Every day our house walls would be different.
Yeah, exactly. Some good feng shui.
Feng shui.
All right. Sorry if I sound a little nasally, guys. I got allergies just kicked my ass. The air was out over the weekend, so we slept with the windows open, and I haven't recovered from that.
He sounds cute.
What is the craziest dream you've ever had?
Ugh, the fuck did I know? I don't know. The craziest dream? I don't fucking know. I remember them for about 2 seconds, and then I'm out for the count. My dreams are really, really weird. I do know that. I remember the emotions attached to them. Sometimes I have really scary dreams, but I don't remember any weird dreams. I would say if I ever had any weird dreams, it would probably have been when I was pregnant. It was probably some of the weirdest dreams I've ever had.
All right, I got. Can I answer that one?
Yeah.
All right, craziest dream I've ever had. And I worked with this guy, his name was Andy, and he was very spiritual guy, very hippie. When Jerry Garcia died, he made a fucking shrine for the dude.
You know, I dig him.
And yeah, I mean, really cool guy. Now he lives like off the grid somewhere, I do believe.
You wouldn't know.
Yeah, but anyways, duh. I was supposed to answer this question. Anyway, he made me an Indian peace pipe, right? And this thing was like long, it's about 2 foot long, and it was really nice, and you know, the air would be cool and everything by the time he got down to you. Boy, I smoked all that the first time. I dreamt I was president of the bug people. I wasn't king. I was an elected president of the bug people, and I ruled over all the bugs in the world.
I love that you you still had democracy.
Right. Hey, you know what? It worked.
Hey, maybe it would work better than this.
25 years later, I still remember that fucking dream.
Fucking wild. If you could trade lives with someone, who would it be?
Can it be a past life of somebody?
Yeah.
Ooh, that just got different. That just got really different.
Why would you want someone's current life? Because you don't know how it's going to turn out. So you might as well pick someone who already died, right?
Oh, good God. Man, that's a tough one.
It is.
Would I go for the fame? You know, or would I go for the money? If I could trade lives with anybody.
Yeah.
God, that's just such a hard one to answer. There's so many. You know, oh, God, I can't answer it. There's just no.
Because there's no life better than yours.
Yeah, there's no life better than mine.
I would miss my people too much because you would still remember your life, you know?
Or would you?
Well, then what's the fucking point of you lying? <'Cause>...
All right.
Wrong. I'm just kidding. All right.
What's one thing no one knows about you?
The fuck if I'm going to say it on here? No, I'm just kidding. You know everything about me, I feel like. Or at least the shit that I remember to tell you. And if I remember something you might not know, I'll let you know. Well, something that you guys don't know about me is that I am pansexual, so I am not straight. It is definitely a part of my identity. I made myself more visibly queer, whatever the fuck that means, but I definitely looked like I was straight and almost a Republican, which is kind of scary, but then I dyed my hair pink, got tattoos, have my nose pierced. So yeah, those are some fun facts about me that you guys didn't know. They're pretty obvious to Moon, who is staring at me from the other side of the room. Let me see. Would you rather go for a hot air balloon ride or a bungee jump?
Hot air balloon. Always wanted to do it.
Yeah, it looks fun.
You can bungee jump anywhere. A hot air balloon's a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
I bungee jumped.
Ooh, you can bungee jump out of a hot air balloon. It's a thing. It's a thing.
It is?
Yes.
But that would not be called bungee jumping. That would be... You couldn't bungee jump out of a hot air balloon. Because you're attached, and so you're attached to the rope. Maybe. No, that'd be called a suicide attempt.
I would rather go for a hot air balloon ride.
Yeah, 100%. Like those hot air balloon festivals.
Yeah, they do night ones too. Where they just set them on the ground and they light them up.
Oh my gosh. That's beautiful. Okay, we're adding that to our bucket list. That sounds amazing.
What's the strangest thing you've ever eaten?
I like to try a bunch of different foods. I would say escargot was probably the strangest, or frog legs. Both were delicious. Would eat again. For those who don't know, escargot is a snail.
It's in like a butter.
It's in like a garlic butter sauce. Right. And honestly, it's a bit of a strange texture. It is very rubbery and elastic. And that kind of was a weird thing because I don't like texture of certain stuff. But it tasted pretty good. It just tastes like a garlic ball. If you could ask me anything and have me answer truthfully, what would it be?
Why do you love me?
Man, I love you because you are so intentional in your actions and in your words. You take the time to own any mistakes that you have made, and you do it before somebody really has to point it out, because you're self-aware enough where you understand if you've hurt others, you pick up that energy. You're kind. And you make life fun. We have a lot of fun together.
We do.
But we also have some pretty intense emotional moments together. And the fact that we can ride those waves and not be alone, it's pretty much the best thing ever.
Cool.
That's why I love you. And you got a rockin' bod.
What keeps you up at night? Oh, no. Yeah, I have...
Yeah. Yeah, my question was basically asking you to ask me something, so.
What keeps you up at night? Or do you go to bed at a reasonable time and go right to sleep with no problems?
Pretty much can go to sleep no matter what without issue. But what keeps me up at night, and I have to complete it, is my design game on my phone. I definitely have more energy at night. And so it kind of sucks. I like to take what time I felt like was taken away from me during the day. I like to make up for it by doing things I like to do at night. So I do stay up pretty late.
Keep scrolling. They'll come up.
If you could pick any character from a TV show and pair them with any character from a book for a whole new story, ooh, what would you put together? Ooh. Mashup.
The Fonz from Happy Days and Urkel.
Those are two TV shows.
Oh, what is it?
There's you a TV oh. show and a book.
Oh, God. Roland the Gunslinger from Stephen King's Dark Tower series with Clint Eastwood's Pale Rider characters.
Ooh. That'd be a pretty epic story. You could see how that would be cool.
Because they're both gunslingers, but just once in a different time, it was in a different universe.
That'd be cool. I like it. I dig that mashup.
All right. Well, I already know the answer to this one. What phone apps are you obsessed with?
Oh, man. TikTok, for sure. Instagram and my games that I have. I sometimes will communicate on Snapchat, but I wouldn't say I'm obsessed with it. But definitely TikTok and Instagram, I can't really be without those.
Fair enough.
Would you rather give up music or television for a month? I already know the answer.
Oh, television.
Yeah.
Yeah, gotta have step five.
Explain step five.
I was putting something together one time, and it had like picture instructions. Step five of these picture instructions was music. So that made so much sense to me, because it was at that point where I quit getting into arguments with people when I was putting stuff together. As long as you got step five, you got to be happy.
The vibes are good.
The vibes are good.
And so whenever he says, got to have step five, it means to add music. I think that's pretty dope. Add that to the list of why I love you.
Which magazines do you subscribe to?
Who the fuck reads magazines anymore.
I do.
I read them if they're in a fucking waiting room, I guess.
San Antonio Current. I love that.
Oh, that is a good one. I would say if I were to subscribe to a magazine, it would be National Geographic. And when I was a kid, I loved Highlights.
Everybody loved Highlights.
Highlights was awesome.
Usually in a doctor's waiting room.
Touche, touche. Which movie do you most regret wasting 2 hours of your life on?
You got another one before that. You skipped me.
Oh. Is there a show you used to watch as a kid that you would love to see come back?
Ooh. All right, everybody's going to hate me.
Oh, God.
Dukes of Hazzard.
No one's going to hate you from that.
Yeah, because it was part of the cancel culture.
Well,
you know, because of the Rebel Flag.
Yes, but then that's such an easy thing. If they could
bring it back.
But that's such an easy thing to change. That was just the vehicle that had that.
If they could bring it back. Well, the vehicle was the star of the show. Everybody tuned in to see the General Lee. Now, if they could do something different, update it with a different flag or something like that.
Yeah, oh my God. Imagine if it was gay. Here comes the queen. It fucking has rainbows and it's like farting glitter out the ass, out the tailpipe.
Not exactly where I was going.
Well, it's where it went. It's RuPaul, but Dukes of Hazzard.
That one deserves a laugh.
Yes.
Oh, good God.
Anyways. Sheriff. Somebody in the town's just too damn fine. Who is it? And just drag queens come out. Bad yes, bitch yes, o'clock. Yes, yes.
It's thick 30.
I love it. Oh, you gotta ask Jesus. Me, boo.
All right. Let's see. Which movie do you most regret wasting 2 hours of your life on?
Oh, hands down, Lightning Thief. The Lightning Thief. I was obsessed with the fucking books. I met Rick Riordan when I was a kid. I think
my daughter has the same opinion on that one.
Well, anyone who is a true Lightning Thief series fan that read the books has that opinion. The other movie that everyone also has the same opinion on is the Avatar movie. Not with the blue people, but Avatar as an Aang. Yeah. Very horrible movie rendition.
Never saw it.
Well, all of my nerds out there, especially my best friend, will understand that reference. Goofy Goods by Ellen?
Aww. The Mighty died.
I will say I'm pretty blazed.
Me too.
What's a word? Oh, fuck. I keep fucking skipping. If you could meet any band, past or present, which one would it be?
Oh, good God. Frampton and his band, or Bob Seger and his band, or the Beatles. I mean, the list goes on and on. The
list goes on.
You know.
I dig your answers. Good choices.
What's a word or phrase people use that you just can't stand?
Well, here's me giving ammunition to Moon. Moist. The word moist.
Moist.
Ew.
Moist.
And also discharge.
Ooh, what a moisty discharge.
That one's not too bad. I ain't poppy. We're going to make that a sound bite.
Next question.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Jeez.
How do you feel about emojis and abbreviated words?
I'm impartial. It don't matter. You know, I can read it.
How do you feel about the kids using those faces nowadays?
I'm impartial to it.
I mean, be honest with you, though, like, I'm not going to fucking know what you mean if you're, like, doing those abbreviations. It's like, IMPJQTG, and it's, like, a whole phrase. Like, I'm not going to fucking understand what you're saying.
My turn?
Yeah, he's jamming too much to our background music, y'all.
Let's see. Have you ever gotten revenge in a silly way on someone who hurt you? What did they do and what did you do?
It's not really a silly way, but so in high school, the boy that I lost my virginity to.
Oh, getting spicy.
Yeah, it's spicy. So he ended up cheating on me with many people at my school. I went to an all-girls school, so there was lots of options. And one was this girl that I thought was my friend, but clearly was not. And she was just one of those catty individuals. And I'm all about, like, girls supporting girls, building each other up. But there are just mean people out there, bad-spirited people. So she just happened to be in the same math class that my tongue.
The meth class, you mean?
The math class as me. And her backpack was next to me on the floor, and I saw that she had gum in there. And so myself and my two best friends decided to chew the gum up and stick it all in her Vera Bradley backpack. So that she would have gum everywhere. And the best part was that she picked up her backpack and she goes, "Ah, fuck, my gum melted everywhere."
Ooh.
So not only did we get away with it, but there's a little bit of karma switching.
Yeah.
So I don't regret it.
No regrets.
What song can always make you dance, especially when no one's around?
Usually any song.
Right?
Yeah, I'm over here dancing to my own beat going on, you know. Our background music.
But what's a song that, like, just does it for you?
Oh, good God.
Like, if I played it right now, you would be...
Da, da, da. It's real, that song. You know, I don't know, I was dancing to it.
Da, 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 to be real, that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Oh, man, I can't even remember any of the other beats to that, but yeah, that's a good one.
Do you sing in the shower?
Yeah. Yeah, I love to sing, actually. So I like to sing in the shower. If I'm singing in the shower, it means I'm in a good place. Do you have any odd quirks?
Good God.
No. None.
Let's count the ways.
Sounds like the universe is picking on you, too.
They are. No, I got this thing. I get nervous. My nose twitches. My eye will blink. Stuff like that. You know,
just, it's honestly very adorable.
Yeah. I'm very self-conscious about it.
Yeah. So the universe was like, here's your insecurity. Let me ask a question about it.
So, guys, if you ever meet me and you see that, it's just, it's a quirk, so... It's nervous.
If you say anything about it, I'm going to fucking punch you. That's what that means.
Do you have any hidden talents?
I don't know. A talent that both Moon and I have realized about ourselves that we kind of knew, but anyway, we have green thumbs for sure. We're good at gardening. I like to act. Oh, I think kind of a hidden talent of mine, too, is I can do lots of different voices. I can make a pig noise. Oh, gosh. Do you read your horoscope? Do you do it for fun or do you take it seriously?
I haven't read it in a long time, yeah. But when I did, I usually took it seriously.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I used to read a lot as a kid. I mean, back when we had newspapers.
Oh, yeah. You know, I would read them in the magazines.
I would read the newspaper every day. I would start with the comics, and I would go to the horoscopes, and then I would read the rest of the paper, the sports, and then the front page.
Would it be accurate?
It can be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of that. How much of it is just, you know, you manifesting it?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Because if you know how your day is going to be, that is going to affect your actions. Okay. Oh.
Let's see. Do you consider yourself an old soul?
Yes. That's just a very easy answer. Yeah, I have always felt like way older than I am. Nobody would guess my age correctly, probably. If you met me, you would not know what my real age is. Most people are extremely shocked, since I am a professional, and I don't know, I'm very mature, wise for my age. Always have been. But I'm also a 12-year-old boy at the same time.
Right.
My humor is that of a 12-year-old boy. How do people... my God. How do you feel about crowds of people? Fuck, baby.
Don't like them. You know, I'll tolerate them.
Why are these questions bullying you?
I don't know. I was almost crushed in a Metallica concert one time. It was very scary.
Fuck.
It was the table. It was pretty scary.
Oh, you're by a table?
Oh, yeah. The whole crowd was pushing, and I just got shoved up by a table. You know.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
Why the fuck was there a table in there?
Because people decided they were going to try to sell shit there or something like that. I don't
know. Oh, my gosh. Jeez.
All right. Want to make this our last one?
Sure.
All right. Do you hold grudges or forgive easily?
I don't know. I think I forgive too easily. Until there gets to a point where I don't want to forgive someone anymore. And it's not that I hold a grudge, but I'm not going to fucking forget what you did. You know, I've let go of that energy, but you're not invited into my space anymore. But it takes a lot for me to get to that point. Yeah. Hands down.
Very much so. All right, guys. Well, hopefully you got a little chance to know us a little bit. And, you know, and in the future, you know, we'll have some more fun like this, you know.
Yeah, we want to make sure that there's a balance, because as dark and heavy as our world is right now, we deserve to have a moment where we smoke and have a good time.
Yep, and remember, we're not here for a long time.
We're here for a good time, bitches.
Later.